Good morning. It's Thursday, July 30th. You're listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Linda Nunez with this morning's South Carolina headlines. South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster held a press conference yesterday in which he gave the green light for all remaining businesses that had closed due to the coronavirus pandemic to reopen beginning this coming Monday. That includes movie theaters, concert venues, and spectator sports facilities. McMaster added that masks will be required to be worn at those places of business. South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster is calling on local leaders to pass face covering requirements in their jurisdictions. McMaster says it's a matter of enforcement and local leaders are better positioned to enact such rules.
This is not an air war. This is a ground war, and we have to have not hundreds but thousands of troops on the ground, if it gets to that, to see that these precautions are taken.
McMaster also announced the easing of restrictions on some businesses and additional guidelines for others. In court yesterday, lawyers representing Governor Henry McMaster said that if a state judge blocks his efforts to designate some $32 million of federal coronavirus aid for private schools, they'll ask the state Supreme Court to decide the matter on an expedited basis. During yesterday's press conference, McMaster spoke on the matter.
We'll appeal, because we think it's perfectly legal under the Constitution. This is not state tax money. This is a federal grant that has come down as a part of the coronavirus effort.
Attorneys seeking to block the governor's action told Circuit Court Judge Edgar Dixon in Orangeburg that the state's constitution expressly prohibits the use of public funds for private schools. Dixon is expected to rule soon on the matter. Newly formed Tropical Storm Isaias is nearing the Dominican Republic this morning and is forecast to slowly strengthen. Meteorologist Ray Hawthorne says a shift in the forecast track has significant implications for South Carolina.
Overall, most track models have shifted east and are now favoring Isaias over the Florida Peninsula or even just offshore this weekend. I expect the system to be closest to South Carolina late Sunday or Monday, but it's still impossible to say just how close, which will have the ultimate say in sensible conditions.
U.S. News & World Report has named MUSC Health University Medical Center in Charleston the number one hospital in South Carolina for the sixth year in a row. The publication ranked three of MUSC's specialty areas in their Charleston division among the best in the entire country: ear, nose, and throat, gynecology, and cancer. It also listed six other MUSC health programs in Charleston as high-performing: gastroenterology and GI surgery, nephrology, neurology and neurosurgery, orthopedics, rheumatology, and urology. MUSC Health's Florence location was ranked high-performing in their chronic obstructive pulmonary disease and heart failure division, and MUSC Health's Lancaster was designated as high-performing in COPD and heart failure. The South Carolina State Fair will take place this year, but without rides or cost of admission. Instead, visitors will be invited on October 20th and 21st to attend the fair drive-through style, with car-friendly attractions highlighting the state's agriculture, arts, culture, and history. Fair food will also be served drive-through style on the fairgrounds. South Carolina State Fair General Manager Nancy Smith said, quote, 2020 at the South Carolina State Fair will certainly be a year like no other, which is the slogan for this year's 151st State Fair. The details of the attractions are still being discussed by South Carolina State Fair organizers. The 2021 South Carolina State Fair is scheduled to take place October 13th through the 24th. Those are your morning headlines from the Palmetto State. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.